This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visited the White House to discuss the war in Gaza with U.S. President Joe Biden and likely Democratic nominee Vice President Kamala Harris, an important moment for all three politicians.
I want to thank you for 50 years of public service and 50 years of support for the state of Israel. And I look forward to discussing with you today and working with you in the months ahead on the great issues before us.
Netanyahu's White House visit on Thursday comes during growing pressure on all three leaders to find an endgame to Israel's war in Gaza and engineer the return of hostages held there. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris said on Thursday she's ready to debate Donald Trump. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Voters deserve to see the split screen that exists in this race on a debate stage.
Harris notes Trump and President Biden agreed on two debates. One already happened, and the next was to be hosted by ABC News on September 10th.
Now it appears he's backpedaling.
Trump has said he'd prefer to shift that debate to Fox News, but would still be willing to debate Harris more than once.
I'm ready. Let's go.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said on Thursday Russian and Chinese bombers flying together for the first time in international airspace off the coast of the state of Alaska is a new show of expanding military cooperation, and it raises concerns. The flights were not seen as a threat, and the bombers were tracked and intercepted by U.S. and Canadian fighter jets, but it was the first time Chinese bomber aircraft have flown within the Alaskan Air Defense Identification Zone, and the first time Chinese and Russian aircraft have taken off from the same base in northeast Russia.